You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. I'd like to help you, Judge. Yes, I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information. Ask me for more, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. We come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the left coast and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the right coast. And we're really glad to be with you. I just love this broadcast time. It just kind of is like half dark, half light, and that's kind of the world we live in, isn't it? And we're trying to shine light on things. Pardon the metaphor. Did you guys know, I think you'll find this interesting, did you know that Bernie Sanders honeymooned in Moscow? And he was a guest of the Russian government? That's what Trump is fighting against. That is the poster child statement. No, it's not a bad April Fool's joke. Save your emails. Trump, he's got such a big problem. And let me cut right to the chase before we go to our next guest. If you're unwilling to send the same email every day to your rep, or unwilling to make the same exact phone call to your rep, then we have no chance. We have to completely clean house on Congress. Don't tell me your guy's not that bad. Your guy is part of a bad system. They all need to go. The quagmire disappears. Maybe we get some legislation out of Congress. I think Trump has done an amazing job in the job sector since he hasn't had one iota of help from Congress. And that's up to us. We got to do our job. Instead of saying, oh, Trump's elected, I can stop prepping, I can stop saving, and the world is safe. That's not going to be the theme you're going to hear this hour, or next week, or next month. We are in the fight of our lives. This isn't a battle. This is a war. It's a war that's been going on for millennia. Anyway, this hour is brought to you by TradeGenius.co. My good friend Bob Kudla. Boy, is this guy good, or is he good? Any broker can make you money. I mean, a trained circus money can make you money in a good economy. But it takes a special guy with special skills to make you money when things are tough. And that's what Bob Kudla has based his reputation on. He's really good in the good times, and he'll save your financial behind in the bad times. TradeGenius.co. Also brought to you by HealthMasters at HealthMasters.com. And you have heard through the years here with Dr. Ted Brower, you know, and I've had people helping me using Ted's products, and I've overcome a lot of challenges physically, and I've come through every one of them. I should have had knee surgery over 2 years ago, and because of Dr. Ted's products, I don't. Shut up and sit down, FDA. I'm going to say what I want with regard to what happened to me and my body. Well, HealthMasters.com has a 5% off special for Common Sense Show listeners. You just have to use the coupon code DH5. And if you forget that, I put that at the end of almost all our articles up on thecommonsenseshow.com. So healthmasters.com, you can't go anywhere better to find the natural approach to healthcare. Don't do synthetic, do natural. Synthetic, bad, bad side effects. Natural, good results. No side effects. HealthMasters.com. And speaking of the devil, sorry, Ted, for that reference, just a euphemism, but we have Dr. Ted Brower with us, as I alluded to, and we're going to hit a wide variety of topics, as if Doug, and thanks, Doug, for your appearance in the first hour, as if Doug and I didn't cover enough, Ted and I are going to take this to an even deeper level, and this is verse 2 of the theme about what we're up against. And I'm glad you've tuned in, because if you're of the mindset that we can start relaxing like I've seen Americans do, I think this hour, combined with Doug, combined with next hour, will maybe convince you we better roll up our sleeves. Ted, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. I know it's late back east, and we appreciate you staying up.
Well, it's good. I'm not usually in bed by 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock here Eastern Standard Time, and so thanks for having me on, Dave. And it's been an interesting week. I mean, we found out the news was used, told Chuck Baldwin he can't be talking about Israel or Trump anymore, otherwise he was going to be censored, and so Chuck Baldwin basically pulled his column from News with Views. And I want to make a comment about that very quickly, in case you guys haven't heard about that. I had Chuck on my show last Wednesday, and then if you want to hear that show, he did an excellent job for me. And then, of course, on Thursday, he announced that he had basically been censored by News with Views. Now, let me just share with you this about this. I don't agree with everything everybody says all of the time. I don't. And you guys probably don't agree with everything I say all the time, and that's okay, too. It doesn't matter. We're not a bunch of book burners. We're supposed to be patriots supporting each other and helping each other. Chuck Baldwin is one of the primary contributors in the beginning to News with Views. Chuck Baldwin was a vice presidential candidate for the United States of America. Chuck Baldwin was so convicted by his beliefs that he left his church in Pensacola and moved up to Kalispell, Montana, and started a church up there that is not a 501(c) corporation, and basically is earning a living as everybody else, running a for-profit corporation through the donations and for the sales of the CDs and tapes, et cetera, that he has. He's a really fine man of God. I've never known him not to tell the truth. I've never known him to lie about anything. He always calls everything straight out, and he documents everything very, very heavily. And when he was told by News with Views that if he mentioned Israel or Trump again, that they would basically not run the articles that he was writing, he basically pulled his entire column away. Now, I just want to let News with Views know that maybe we should call them censored News with Views. I mean, here's the thing. Just because you don't agree with one of his articles doesn't mean you should be able to censor that. I mean, you know, if he's as good as he is on all the other articles, let him be. It's like Dave Hodges writes a lot of stuff that I love. Some of the stuff I agree with, some of the things we don't agree with. I sent him an email today, had him watch a video, and I said, "Do you want to talk about this tonight?" And he goes, "No, I don't want to touch that. I think the guy's wrong." And I'm like, "Okay, good. We won't talk about it." It doesn't have to be that we agree with each other all the time. The difference is we have to respect each other. Now, respect means if you're going to run the column, run the column. Don't pick which columns you want to run and run those. So I've already written a very nice letter to News with Views, and I asked them why they censored Chuck Baldwin and why they thought that was okay and why we in the Patriot Movement should do that. And I encourage all of you listening to me today who get their columns, News with Views, if you wonder why Chuck Baldwin was not on there anymore, send a letter to the editor, because he talks a lot about political Zionism. He straight called out Jared Kushner, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. He's the first person that broke that story on Kushner and his involvement with George Soros. And yes, I said that correctly, with a $256 million loan with a huge development that they put together, Cadre. And so, you know, we've got a lot of people swimming in the swimming pool with Trump that are really kind of like great white sharks that are looking for a meal, and Trump really can't get out of the pool because he's in the middle of this mess with these guys. And so I think he's treading water trying to stay alive in the middle of this mess, because I don't think he knew he was going to win the presidency. I believe that with all my heart. Hillary already had fireworks scheduled for the night of the election. She canceled those when all the information was released on all the soul cooking parties and all the other stuff that Podesta and those guys were involved with. And I believe that all of her prayers were answered, and Hillary Clinton was not allowed to go into the White House. The problem is Trump has over 20 CFR members in the White House and in the cabinets and in his positions that he's appointed. Over 20, more CFR members than Barack Obama had. Now, if you aren't familiar with the CFR, it's the Council on Foreign Relations. It was originally started right after World War I with the League of Nations, tied directly into the Balfour Declaration, tied directly in to the Treaty of Versailles, tied directly in to Woodrow Wilson and the globalists wanting to run the planet for the sake of the planet. In other words, the top people running the planet, kind of like a corporation, and running it as a business. And these are the people that Trump has put back into the White House in greater numbers than Barack Obama did, and into his administration, into his cabinets. And it's something that just needs to be avoided. We don't need any CFR members. And Chuck Baldwin pointed this out in one of the articles he had written about why it never seems to get any different in the White House because of the appointment of CFR members. And, of course, we also have the Federalist Society that was started by Newt Gingrich back in the 90s, which really helped appoint a lot of judges into key positions, like these guys that are being put into positions right now that are continuing going against Trump and his executive orders. And Trump has found that he basically is in a situation where he is now beginning to realize, like Bill Clinton said when he was asked about the UFOs and disclosure, he said that he realized that there was a government inside the government of which he didn't control. He said that in a news conference. Dave remembers it, and so do I.
I do.
And what's interesting about this is Trump now realizes that, too. After Roswell and the OSS became the CIA, we had a deep state developed because of the Exchange Stability Fund that was funded through the Treasury being taken over by the Rothschild banking cartel in 1934. You can do the research on that. There's a little series of videos you can watch on the Exchange Stability Fund that goes into detail on all of this stuff. All of these things are being orchestrated by this satanic crime cabal family. They're known as Sabbatean Kabbalists. They basically worship Lucifer, and they're trying to bring him out of the pit and resurrect him back out of the pit and make the planet as bad as they possibly can to bring, to resurrect the race of Satan out of the pit to rule the planet. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. These Kabbalists practice this stuff, and they basically worship these fallen angels and these entities. And the sad part about this is Kushner is a member of the Chabad sect of Judaism that teach the Kabbalah. Now, I'm not saying that he's Kabbalist.
Let me ask you, Ted, how does Chabad compare to the, shall we say, the mainstream of Judaism?
It's a sect. Let me give you some cliff notes on it. I'm glad you asked me, Dave, because I pulled up some stuff here. And what the thing about it is, let me just tell you, this is an article from Mikhail, who's a Jewish fellow. I've interviewed Mikhail before on the Hagman show, really nice guy. And he basically says the Chabad people are like the extreme sect of Judaism that believe that they're the only people that really are going to get saved are the Jews. That's what he believes. And then they believe that very, very strongly. And the problem is they work with Israeli intelligence, according to Henry Mikhail, in criminal and intelligence operations. And they promote a supremacist ideology that encourages Zionists to do whatever they want to do. It was founded in the 18th century Russia. Chabad is a branch of Hasidic Judaism, a form of Orthodox Judaism that promotes Jewish mysticism as a path to the Enlightenment, including the study of the Kabbalah. So this is who these guys are. They've been known to work with the Mossad for years and years and years, and they have tremendous amount of influence all across the globe. In fact, one article, let me read you this from one of, this is, they have a, I'm reading directly from Henry McCall's website. He says, Chabad is a criminal organization with ties to Mossad. Chabad provides safe houses and storefronts for Israeli intelligence and criminal activity, which includes everything from terrorism to money laundering to drug running into prostitution, which ties directly into the Mafia, the Vatican, and the CIA. We all know this from the one book, Operation Gladio. And for instance, in March of 1989, U.S. law enforcement rounded up a criminal network in Seattle, Los Angeles, New Jersey, Colombia, and Israel that involved Chabad House that was involved in money laundering and currency violation. Wayne Madsen, a reporter, writes that in Bangkok itself, Israeli military pilots and drivers who stay at the Chabad House, they're trained Thai army commandos, divers, and pilots who are fighting a Muslim secessionist movement along the southern border with Malaysia. The Bangkok police have long suspected this place is a center for the Israeli mafia and drugs. And now this goes on. You go to the website, you can read all this stuff. And now Henry McCall is a brilliant, brilliant man. I've had him on before. I've questioned a lot of the things that he said first. You can do the same thing, and you can go ahead and vet all of these statistics yourself. Now, I'm not saying that Judaism is bad. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that all Jews are involved in this, because it's simply not the truth. Most Jews have no idea what's even going on with the one world government or the Rothschilds or anything else. They're just trying to earn a living, trying to be good citizens, trying to do what they need to do. It's just a sect of these guys, these 17 Kabbalists that were basically brought together from the Druidic worship. Now we could do a whole background all the way back to Genesis chapter 6 if you'd like, Dave. But what happened is they ended up getting together again in the 16th century with a guy named the famous Sabbatean Zvi, who said that he was the Jewish Messiah, and he was a practicing of this, and he was a Satanist, and he later converted to Muslimism, became a Muslim. And then about 100 years later, Jacob Frank said that he was the resurrected, reincarnated, Sabbatean Zvi, and he basically brought this whole sect back up into power again, and they worked with the hidden societies and the people they call them the Illuminati back in the 1700s when they actually, we knew they existed then. Now they have other names. And he basically worked with these guys to bring in the Rothschild family, which is the banking cartel, and which are also Luciferians. And so all these guys are working together to overthrow the world and bring in a one-world Luciferian government, which is what the Bible says is going to happen. So any of us who think this is not what's supposed to happen, this is what the Bible says is going to happen. And that's this is what Donald Trump is finding himself fighting against. But now here's his brother, his son-in-law, who's in the Chabad, in this sect that studies the Kabbalah, And he's in bed with George Soros with a $256 million investment with Cadre, you know, for development. And Jared Kushner himself, and you guys can look this up, the Kushner Foundation gave $342,000 to Chabad. Period. This is what's crazy about all this.
Let me be clear on this. Chabad is satanic
No, it's a sect of Judaism that's ultra-Orthodox Jews. I'm not even saying that everybody is Shabbat.
Okay, all right, so you're going to stop short of that.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say Shabbat is a sect of Judaism that works with the Mossad, who believes in the supremacy of Zionism. They believe in that. And they believe in they basically believe in the supremacy of the Jews, and which a lot of Orthodox Jews, that's not Shabbat, that's a lot of them feel the same way. But the Kushner Foundation gave $342,000 to Shabbat, and that's basically their synagogue they go to. In fact, this is another article from Judy Maltz, and she said, it may seem odd for a modern Orthodox Jewish family to build a Shabbat synagogue, but Ivana Trump and her husband Jared Kushner are already quite invested in the ultra-Orthodox outreach movement, or to be more precise, their parents are. And remember, Jared Kushner's father was put in prison for fraud. We know all that. And they're a huge, huge, huge developer. And you can read this article. It's from Kushner Foundation gives $342,000 to Shabbat by Judy Maltz, M-A-L-T-Z. And you can read it. It's not being negative about it, but it's just what they did. And I remember I started talking to a friend of mine who's a TV evangelist, and I told him about the information that I had, which is, it's got multiple sources on all of this stuff. And he basically told me it was fake news. And I'm like, it's fake news that these guys are Shabbat? And he goes, yes. I said, okay, why did they give the money to the foundation? He goes, I don't know, it's all fake news, all lie. I said, it's fake news.
Ted, let me weigh in on this, because here's how I look at this. I'm less concerned about the extremism of a religion until it manifests in action.
That's right.
And I don't have this information, but as you said, if it links into the Mossad is as dirty, if not more so, than the CIA. And, of course, I'm going to get the, here come the emails, you're anti-Semitic. No, I just know my history. And the Jewish people are no more the Netanyahu government than we were the Obama government.
That's right.
And when God says that Jews are the chosen people, I accept that as a matter of doctrine. But there's a difference between Jewish people and their government. And Netanyahu is a criminal. He's under investigation for criminal behavior on multiple fronts. And I mentioned this the other day, and oh, here come the anti-Semitic comments, and I'm tired of it. AIPAC lobbies our Congress, and we're worried about the Russians and phony charges of election tampering. What AIPAC is doing is illegal. It is illegal for foreign entities to lobby our government. You know, do we have laws or don't we? And if it wasn't a Jewish-based organization, everybody else would be screaming from the rafters. And I'm concerned with Israel, because Israel, you know, first of all, number one, I'll say this. We should defend Israel. I have absolutely no qualms with that. I support that, and I always have. But I want to make sure that Israel is not going to go out and engage in Syria and get us involved in a war with Russia that's not necessary. And that's my big concern. And where I come to be concerned with Kushner, I could care less if he's Jewish or Muslim or Chinese and a Buddhist. I could care less. What really bothers me about him, Ted, and let me make this last point, and I'll have you comment, is his association with George Soros.
Me too, buddy.
That's where I want him gone. I want him gone because he's a Soros ally, not because he's Jewish.
That's right. No, Dave, you're 100% right. I feel the exact same way. If it wasn't for his relationship with Soros, I wouldn't have brought the rest of this up. But though I do find it interesting that Shabbat's been linked to Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, and he's a part of that. Now, I'm not going to go any further than that.
So you think he could be a spy? Could he be a spy, Ted?
Dave, who knows? I mean, these guys go so deep undercover. Who knows who in the world these are? All I know is this. He has the president's ear. He's the right-hand man of the president of the United States. And his wife, Ivanka, is now getting a White House office. I mean, you know, what did Kushner say the other day? He said that he wanted the United States, I'm paraphrasing this, to be run like a corporation, you know, for the benefit of the stockholders, etc. But, you know, of course, the corporation is not, we're not part of the shareholders on this corporation. And so this is, and in fact, if you listen to the show I did with Chuck Baldwin on Wednesday of last week on my archives. You can go to healthmasters.com and you can pull up the archives on the show last week with me and Chuck Baldwin. He's on for the first half an hour. He breaks all of the stuff down on this. And it's only him, me, you, and Sheila now that have really talked about any of this stuff. Because here's the thing, guys. I don't care if Trump's son-in-law is Jewish. I could care less. It's like Dave said. I don't care whatever he is. I'm just pointing out the Shabbat thing because of the tie to the Mossad. I'm also tying it to the because of the Kabbalah, because of what that stuff teaches. That's a messed up stuff. And I'm also tying it together because of Soros. I mean, the most important thing here is that tie-in with George Soros. Why in the world did Cadre Development borrow $256 million from George Soros and part of Jared Kushner's thing? I mean, does anybody not realize that's a problem? And that tells you how corrupt the mainstream media is, Dave. They haven't reported on any of this stuff because George Soros is their man. George Soros is their man. And remember this, too, now. Now he's brought Gottlieb in, the head of the FDA. Now, I thought he was against Big Pharma, Trump, when he was doing the whole thing beforehand. He was talking about how he was against Big Pharma, against all these drugs, against all of this stuff. Now he brings in this guy named Gottlieb. Let me tell you about Gottlieb. Gottlieb is an interesting character. Dr. Scott loves Gottlieb. He's basically promising to recuse himself from more than 20 companies he is involved with as far as promoting their pharmaceutical products if he becomes the head of the Food and Drug Administration. Really? Really? Gottlieb made the promise after his relationship with pharmaceutical corporation became a concern to those who opposed his nomination to the FDA. In a letter, the ethics head of the Department of Health and Human Services, Gottlieb promised to recuse himself from the companies. He's also a physician who was the deputy commissioner of the FDA from 2005 to 2007 under Bush. We know how corrupt Bush was. He currently sits on the board of several small biopharma companies and advises GlaxoSmithKline, the sixth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. Gottlieb also works for venture capital fund New Enterprise Associates and is the managing director of the investment banking firm T.R. Winston & Company. And he has earned millions of dollars as an executive and in speaking fees and consulting fees from the pharmaceutical industry. Here we go again, the revolving door of the FDA, and now he wants to streamline the drug approval process to allow his companies that he represents to be able to get their drugs to market much more quickly. Guys, listen to me. We've got enough drugs. We have way too many drugs. We've got statin drugs that are out there poisoning people, causing liver damage, causing heart disease, causing hardening of the arteries, causing kidney failure, causing your brain to go to mush. We've got that going on already now. We've got diabetes drugs like metformin that cause pancreatic cancer, one of the side effects of that little gem. We've got all of these drugs that can be done from a natural standpoint. Almost every single case, natural approaches can correct all of these conditions without the use of drugs. If you go to my website, you can read about all of that with all the stuff that I've written and the stuff that we've researched. But guys, we don't need more drug streamlined. We've already got natural cancer treatment cures that we saw with Katie Curran. Katie, your ex-co-host, Dave, she worked with that doctor in Colorado and didn't do any chemotherapy or any radiation and was completely cured of breast cancer. I mean, there's natural ways to treat all of this stuff without the use of drugs, without the use of chemotherapy, without the use of radiation, without the use of all of this stuff. Same thing with high blood pressure is easy to correct. Same thing with high cholesterol is easy to correct by changing your diet and lifestyle choices. But they don't want you to do that. They want you to get you an expensive pharmaceutical drug and push the drugs. And here's the guy from the FDA. He didn't pick somebody like Dr. McColl or me or somebody else who could go in there and say, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to go ahead and continue with these drugs and promoting all these drugs. He picked an FDA drug insider from all of these different corporations to put in the nomination for the head of the FDA. Dave, it's ridiculous. He's got all of these CFR guys in there. Now he wants to put this guy in there. I mean, he must not think it's a swamp. He must think it's a hot tub and they're all bathing together. I mean, this is a mess. What do you think, Dave?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I have grave concerns from Pence on down. Doug and I talked about Mattis in the first hour in his ridiculous comment regarding Muslims. I don't know what to think at this point. I think Trump is surrounded, overwhelmed, and I think he's trying to make deals to get through and survive. I don't think he was insincere when he ran for president. I believe what he said. I believe he still stands for it. I think he's done some good things. But his choices of who he's putting around him couldn't be worse.
No, they couldn't be worse. I mean, these are all globalist CFR guys. He's running this thing as if, you know, he wants to bring us into the New World Order as quickly as possible. I mean, we still have Obamacare. Here's how you appeal Obamacare. You pass a law, pass a bill, says, we repeal Obamacare. Everything about it's repealed, signed it, done. One sentence, that's all you got to say. It goes back to the way it was before Obamacare took place, Dave. It goes away. Everything goes away. It all gets repealed. It's not complicated. That thing that Ryan, who is awful, by the way, put together was as bad as Obamacare. But we still have Obamacare. We still have the illegal immigrants pouring across the border. We still don't have a wall. We don't have anything that he said he was going to do that has any kind of substance to it at all at this point. I mean, he's done a little thing around the peripheries, around the edges, a few things, but we don't have it. What about getting rid of the Johnson Amendment, Dave? I thought we were getting rid of the Johnson Amendment. Trump talked about specifically one of the first things he wanted to do was get rid of the Johnson Amendment to stop to get rid of the gag order he's put on the churches, this 501(c) corporations, to discuss political stuff. We haven't got rid of the Johnson Amendment yet.
He could, but I'll tell you, I think you'd see about a 10% movement of the needle with pastors who'd have the guts to stand up and say, let's go protest Planned Parenthood. And that's what I tell people, too.
These Sabbatean Kabbalists aren't going to allow us to do that. Remember, this Rothschild...
Oh, crap, Ted. No. He has to have the intestinal fortitude to do it. That's why we elected him.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't think he can get it done with an executive order. I don't think he can get that thing passed with an executive order.
He could try.
He could definitely try. He could sign everything. He could do everything executive order and just get it shot down by the judiciary. But at least he would be trying. You're absolutely right, Dave. The problem why hasn't he exposed Obama? Why hasn't he rescinded Obama's first executive order, which was to seal his records? The first executive order Obama did was to seal his records. Why is Hillary Clinton not being investigated? Why is she not in jail? Every time he did a seminar and spoke anywhere, it was lock her up, lock her up. And he said, oh, yeah, we're going to look into all that. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's right. They like to go to each other's weddings and parties together. I mean, I got a feeling, and I'm still in his corner. We're still in this fight, and I'm still giving him water, and I'm still holding his towel, and I haven't thrown the towel in yet. But I tell you what, if he starts increasing troop movement in Afghanistan, increasing troop movement all over the place like he's doing against Russia right now in the eastern part of Europe, I'll tell you what, Dave, I've about had enough of this stuff because, you know, China right now and Russia are moving to a gold-based currency. You know that. And basically Trump is still just at this point being a mouthpiece and maybe an unwilling mouthpiece, but a mouthpiece nonetheless for the New World Order. And he's got to, like you said, Dave, he's going to have to bite down on this thing and say, hey, look, why don't we at least do a few things for the conservative right? And now what he's also done, and I'm not going to mention any names here, you know, he went on multiple talk shows on the conservative side, multiple talk shows. And all of a sudden, all of these people on these talk shows who had him on basically are in his corner now, and they're still supporting him to the Patriot movement. Now, I'm not going to mention any names because there's a bunch of these guys, and I'm not going to mention any names. But all of a sudden, no matter what he does now with certain talk shows who have his phone number or who have the ability to contact him or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. They give him a free ride. No matter who he puts into whatever, it's, oh, he's doing the best he can. Oh, he's doing great. Oh, isn't this wonderful? No, it's not wonderful. This is starting to suck. All of it is, Dave. I mean, this isn't okay. I haven't thrown the towel in, but this guy Gottlieb going into the Food and Drug Administration is an anathema to me. I cannot believe that this insider of drugs and peddling of these pharmaceuticals, and it's worth who knows how many millions of dollars, who knows, probably in the hundreds of millions of dollars, is now going to be the head of the Food and Drug Administration to do help get his cronies to push their drugs more on the American population. None of this is okay with me, and I want to know where all these campaign promises have gone, Dave, and I want to know why the doggone Johnson Amendment hasn't been rescinded.
I have asked a lot of those same questions in print and with podcasts, and I hear what you're saying. What people tell me, this is the response I'll get, Ted. He's only been in office for name the number of days. He can't conquer Rome in a day. He has to get rid of the swamp and the deep state and the blah, blah, blah. And you're being unrealistic expecting him to do things. And here's my response to that. Okay, if you're going to get rid of the deep state and the swamp, how about going into the State Department and firing everybody from departments who are just absolute communists? You know it. Everyone knows it. Do a review of their work record and get rid of them. They're at-will employees. Goodbye. See you later. Go get a real job. He hasn't done that. Why hasn't he taken the military and surround Langley and go in desk by desk, computer by computer, and say, we're looking at what you've done for leaking information about my administration, and when he finds him, he throws him in jail. If someone doesn't comply, he throws him in jail for violating a Jeff Sessions warrant. This is what he could be doing right now, and he's not, and this is my frustration level.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And this Gottlieb guy, he's like a who's who of insiders in the medical field. I mean, this guy, when he first started working, he wasn't a medical doctor. He was an American physician and conservative health policy and analyst, right? But he, prior to attending med school, Gottlieb worked as a healthcare analyst at the investment bank of Alice Brown and Sons in Baltimore. Then he completed residency in internal medicine at the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, and is a graduate of Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, where he received his medical degree. You know, and this is what he has, and he has a bachelor's degree in economics. I mean, this guy is set up to control and run all of this stuff for the healthcare corporations and for these drug manufacturers, Dave. This is not okay, and this is what he's doing with all of these positions, and I have no idea why he's putting people in there like this, who are basically just refilling the hot tub as a swamp with a bunch of more predators, Dave. I mean, it's crazy to me that we have people like his son-in-law in here, and we have people like Gottlieb in here, and these guys are okay to everybody, and nobody's holding Trump's feet to the fire for all of the stuff that's happening. Now Flynn is saying that he wants to have immunity, and he's going to testify against Trump for the Russian connection. There's not even a Russian connection. Flynn just wants immunity. he don't want to go to jail. I mean, what do you think about that, Dave?
No, you're absolutely right. Flynn wants immunity. There is nothing on Trump with the Russians. I mean, how can I say that? I've been accused of the same thing. And despite the fact I wrote 17 articles critical of Vladimir Putin, despite the fact that I had a three-year running feud with the Voice of Russia, now Sputnik, and there are two radio stations in D.C. and New York City and the 32 that are in Europe, it didn't stop the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos for labeling me. This is how I know it's a bunch of horse pucky. And this is such nonsense that this is why I did the April Fool's thing. Because it's so ludicrous, it defies any logic. But Trump has to fight. But, Ted, I'm going to say this. I'm criticizing Americans for not doing their part. Trump can't do this alone. And maybe it's going to be up to us to jumpstart him. And I know I hear all the arguments saying, well, he's the leader, he needs to leave, blah, blah, blah. Okay, do you want to change your country or not? The reality is Trump isn't moving fast enough, and there's no one out there who sees what's going on that would disagree with that. So we need to do it for him. Maybe we recall a congressman. Maybe we start protesting ourselves. Maybe we do anything. And, Ted, you know, I'm unwilling to accept defeat. I'm hopeful if we start showing positive movement towards the 2018 midterm elections to clean house, maybe that'll embolden Trump to step forward.
Well, you know, Dave, you're right about that. The problem that we have is election fraud. I mean, and also remember, a lot of these guys have gotten themselves built up by their constituencies so much that they're almost untouchable as far as if somebody tries to go against them as an incumbent. I mean, these guys, unless, you know, they are basically something happens to them in the news, you know, I mean, you remember Trump pushed a lot of these guys from the conservative right, pushed them really hard to try to push Obamacare too, and basically they said, no, we're not going to do it. And, you know, and when Chuck was on my show on Wednesday, we talked about that in detail, and he really twisted a lot of arms and couldn't get it done. And the reason for that is it was a bad bill. Obamacare too was a bad bill. Trump care, whatever you want to call it, was a bad bill.
Well,
and we know
gun control. Gun control was in the bill. You know, Trump wasn't that upset that it failed.
No.
And his biggest comment was, well, the Democrats, when Obamacare collapses, will come running to us. And I thought, that's a man that's not really upset. He didn't handle it like he did the immigration ban by the judges. And I think the reason why is he knew that he had been sabotaged by Paul the Rat Ryan.
That's right. Well, let's take a look, just while we're in the drug thing with this FDA thing, let's look at death by opioids. Let's look at this, what's going on in the United States with OxyContin. Let's look at the family that pushes OxyContin right now. Death by opioid overdose have surpassed AIDS deaths now at the peak of that epidemic. One family in the middle of this has made billions from this disaster. The U.S. news media has done a good job by keeping their names out of the news. But they're the Sacker family, S-A-C-K-L-E-R. Richard Slacker moves along to the elite circle of scientists, researchers, and investors, and rarely speaks at public events. Even photographs of him are difficult to find. The Sackler family in general has avoided public discussion of OxyContin or the drug's role in helping hook Americans on opioids. The Purdue website makes little mention of Richard Slacker or other family members. All of the company's profits, totaling billions of dollars alone from OxyContin, go to the Sackler family trust and entities, and 9 members of the family are on the Purdue board. I mean, this is unbelievable, and this is the kind of crap that we get from the White House when they put somebody like this from the FDA with Gottlieb. And the sad part about this is this entire drug kingpins that we have going on. In fact, there's a really good article you can read. It's called Kingpins of OxyContin, Heroin, and the Sackler, S-A-C-K-L-E-R, Cyanola Connection by Jason Smith in part one to come up. And it says it's not every day that a drug kingpin makes Forbes magazine's most powerful people list, but thanks to power generated by the total dominion of illegal narcotic sales, that's exactly where Joaquin Guzman found himself in 2013 when Forbes ranked him the 67th most powerful man on the planet out of 7.1 billion people, because under Guzman's direction, the Sinaloa cartel has taken control of 30% of the United States heroin market, bringing between $3 and $4 billion annually. That's just for them, by the way. That's not including what the CIA is running out of Afghanistan. That's billion with a B, and Chapo's net worth is estimated to be over $1 billion. And so how did he get there? And he goes into detail about how the people got addicted to heroin in the United States, and it was through OxyContin, Dave. And then what happened is they know the OxyContin would addict people to heroin, and what ends up happening is when they get addicted to heroin, they end up, if they get addicted to OxyContin, if they can't get the OxyContin, they go to the next level, and that's the street level heroin, and that's everywhere. I mean, my wife's brother, her half brother, died of a heroin overdose a year and a half ago because of this nasty stuff. I mean, it's absolutely horrible what happens with this stuff. And the sad part about it is people are not realizing how addicted this stuff. Here's an article. Here's one of the letters that came in. This is from Jody Whitaker. She goes, "This is such a good article, and it's so true." She goes, "I was in a car wreck in 1999. I was 14 years old. My doctor prescribed me Oxy-80s, which is huge, and told my mom that they were not addicted. They're sustained release OxyContin, heroin, basically. What a lie." She goes, I was addicted two pills from 14 to 27 on two pills. "At age 27, I started using heroin because it was cheaper. I'm 33 now, and I've been clean for 4 years and 11 months. Every day is an uphill battle, and every day I think about how different my life would have been if that doctor would have never given me those OxyContin pills. These pills created an epidemic that killing Americans, and there's no end in sight, and they should all go to prison. The street dealers go to jail every day, but not the executives who started all of this stuff." This is one of the ladies who wrote in on this article that I just read part of. Guys, this OxyContin stuff, I did a whole show on Hagman a few weeks ago, Doug, Dave, and I was talking about the natural alternatives to these different types of drugs and how to withdraw from these things safely if you're going through a treatment protocol, and things that you can do, including the uses of methylated B vitamins to help reduce the amount of withdrawal symptoms you're going to have. And the crazy thing about all this, Dave, it wasn't like this when you and I were children. You and I are both born back in the same year, back in 55. And it wasn't like this. I mean, we didn't have all of these drugs and all of these things running all over the streets back in 55. And people might have a beer or a glass of wine or something like that, but we weren't pushed by these pharmaceutical corporations. And when Lyndon Johnson started making those HMOs, let them become profitable back in the early 70s, well, not Johnson, Nixon did that. Was it Nixon or Johnson, David? I don't remember.
It was Johnson. It was Nixon.
I thought it was Nixon.
Nixon and Edgar Kaiser kicked it off.
It was Nixon in the early 70s, and he allowed these guys to start making profit on the health care. That's what caused all of this stuff. And then you get these Sabbatean Kabbalists in there who have taken over so many of these huge corporations because of their ability to print fiat currency through their different central banks and buy these stock purchases up. They can pretty much control this distribution of these drugs throughout the world. And this is the big problem we've got right now. We've got a giant unseen hand that's running the internal government of the United States, that's using $1 trillion a year from the Afghan heroin that's coming into the United States to run these black ops programs like chemtrails. I mean, today, the chemtrails, we also call it geoengineering, were so bad here in Central Florida. I took pictures of it, Dave. I I mean, they were like playing tic-tac-toe in the sky just for fun, just to prove they could do that, and nobody would pay any attention to what was going on in the skies. It was absolutely ridiculous, and it happens almost all the time down here in Central Florida. And we're supposed to be cool this time of the year still, because it's just the first part of April, and it was so hot. It was like in the 90s. It was miserable that they start spraying us this morning, Dave. And this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a deep state that's totally in charge. Trump's trying to work around the periphery to get things done, but he's begun to realize very, very quickly that he and his whole family may be disposable if he decides to start pushing it very hard. I guarantee you he's already had that talk. And the sad part about it is we need to understand, it's exactly what you said, Dave, and you're 100% right. If we can get rid of Congress, I mean get them all out, every stinking one of them, and all the senators, a third of the senators that come up for election of this next cycle, if we can get them out. I mean, you got a few of them like Rand Paul and a few of these congressmen who are extreme right guys who wouldn't want to pass the Obama bill, the second Obamacare too. You might want to leave a few of those guys in there, but you got to look at their records. You got to see what they stand for as far as gun control and what they stand for as far as freedom and all the other things that they do. And you need to find out if they've been compromised, because a lot of these guys, or probably over half of them, you know, have been compromised in some way or the other by the FBI or by the CIA or by these international banking communities. Remember when Strauss Kahn got busted? You know, he was the head of the central bank in Europe. He got busted a few years ago for supposedly raping a lady in a hotel room, one of the maids. Remember all that?
Yep.
Remember that? As soon as he stepped down from what he was going to do, all of a sudden she recanted her testimony. He was allowed to go home. She was allowed to go home. Everybody was happy. Hey, that's called abusive process. If someone lies about you, you have the right to sue them civilly. You have the ability to go after them in court. He didn't do that with that lady. Because he did not want to listen to what they wanted him to do, and they had to get him to step down, and they did it through the legal realms of just basically setting him up. And so this is what they do with all these guys. If they want to bring them down, they bring them down by just coming in with bogus charges. Look what they did with Flynn, for heaven's sakes. And now they're trying to get him to testify against Trump for immunity. Testify what? That Trump didn't do anything? Who in the world knows? I mean, good Lord, this is such a mess. And the problem is, if we don't stand, you know, if we don't continue to call our congressmen like I do on a regular basis and leave messages with them on certain things they should and shouldn't do, and we don't continue to write the White House and leave messages with those guys and tell them we want the Johnson Amendment stricken, we want that thing taken away, we want to have the right to go in and have the churches speak about political issues without the fear of losing their 501(c) status. If we can do that, we can do another 1776, because the pulpit was instrumental in the overthrowing of King George. Had it not been for the pulpit and the preachers in America, Dave, we never would have had a Revolutionary War, and we never would have freed ourselves from the tyranny of the British Empire.
Ted, let me cut to the bottom line here, and I'll get you to comment on this. First of all, it's possible that Trump has been so neutralized, his family threatened. We don't know, but he's being neutralized either by choice or by intimidation, because there is a distinct lack of inaction. But let me digress for a second and tell a real quick story here. I'll make a long story short. Josh Coy, who's familiar to our audience, host of WYDE, biggest station in Alabama, He came across independent information about a 2-million-man FEMA camp in Alaska doing HARP behavior modification. I have the patents. I had information. We didn't match exactly. We did a podcast. The podcast was cut off. Josh's communications and I were cut off from each other for 2 days. We couldn't communicate at all. This is when I was in Hawaii. He goes into the hospital, and the story is up on the Common Sense Show. They tried to murder him with a contraindicated procedure for a medical condition he has. And when you read the details, there's no question. They tried to shut him up. And yours truly, and I can't say that this is connected, but I contracted suddenly, without a progression, pneumonia. And it was life-threatening pneumonia at one point, according to what the urgent care doctor told me. I refused hospitalization. It happened on the same day as Josh went into the hospital. And you start looking at these coincidences, and here's the bottom line, Ted. This is going to tie a little loop through all this now. It's possible that we may, first of all, they got the FEMA camps waiting. There's no question about that. Secondly, if Trump is able to master the support that he needs from us, the people, and the people around him in his administration, it's going to be us versus them. because these people aren't going to be happy until every right is gone, every gun is gone, they control every morsel of food. And if you don't believe me, look at the predictive programming that's out there right now that talks about this. It's there. It's us versus the world right now. Americans are an endangered species. And folks, we better start acting like it, or you're going to get caught with your drawers down, and you're going to wish you listened to what I just said in the last 2 minutes. Ted, your thoughts?
You're absolutely right, Dave. And one of the biggest things they've got our drawers down is the drugs. And I'm talking about prescription drugs. I'm not even talking about illegal stuff now. In fact, if you look in the Bible, the Greek word is pharmakia. It's Strong's exhaustive coordinates, G5331. And I'm going to read you two verses out of the Bible. In Galatians 5, 19 to 21, it says, "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, and sorcery," which is also called pharmakia.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what these guys practice. And it also says, it's in Revelation 18 and 23, "And the light of a lamp will not shine on you, the great city of Babylon, any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of earth, because of the nations were deceived by your sorcery," pharmakia. Okay? And it says in the NIV, it says, "By your magic spell, all nations were led astray." ISV, "And all the nations were deceived by your witchcraft." The NET Bible, "Because all nations were deceived by your magic spells." The next verse, the Reams Bible, "For all nations have been deceived by thy enchantments." I mean, this is some crazy stuff. Because remember, guys, these guys are druidic witchcraft practicing people. That's who they are. They want to tie us together into a D-Wave computer, into another dimension, into who knows what entity. That's what CERN's all about. They want to do it by filling us full of barium and aluminum, tying us up as basically antennas into the net they're trying to put in with the 5G towers. We will control our emotions and our energy fields around our body. All of this stuff is about Luciferian worship and transhumanism to make us part humans and part machines. That's what all is about. It all goes back to the Bible. It all goes back to what the book of Revelation says and what Jesus preached in his gospel. And all goes back to Genesis chapter 6. And I've done extensive shows on all of these topics before. Because we need to realize something, guys. This is not a matter of flesh and blood that we're involved with. It's a matter of these principalities in these other dimensions. And we have to understand something, that the only way to defeat these things is through prayer. Through prayer and standing firm by your confessions, by the words that you speak, and by your prayer. Because we've got to all pray, but then we've got to work. There's an old German proverb that says, "Zwei Leben stutzen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie." And what that means is there's two fundamental principles in life that are never broken. Prayer and work are what they're called. And we have to work by calling our congressmen, lobbying against these appointments like Gottlieb and all these nutbags that Trump's putting in. And we also need to work like it's all up to us and call these congressmen every single day and call the White House on a regular basis and realize that you have to support alternative radio. And we can't be supporting censorship of alternative radio. We've already got people now in alternative radio who refuse to say anything negative about Trump. No matter who he puts in, what he puts in, how he puts it in, anything, nothing negative. Why? I have no idea. I mean, gosh, he's not God. If he makes a mistake, he needs to be aware of the fact that the grassroots that put him where he is aren't happy with it, and we want it changed, Dave. And that's how I look at this. I look at this thing as, hey, we have an opportunity right now. We put a president in office who was not supposed to win because of the power of prayer, because God exposed all of that stuff through WikiLeaks the week before the election. So Hillary was supposed to win. She did not win. Trump won. So now he's like the accidental president. He's trying to figure out what to do, and we need to try to help him through prayer and through petitioning the White House and petitioning Congress and saying, hey, look, it's not okay. I was so happy when that Obamacare Bill 2 failed, Dave. That was a nightmare. Like you said, it contained more gun control legislation than it. All of this stuff has to come to an end, and we need to get Congress cleaned out, the Senate cleaned out, and only keep the righteous people in there that haven't been compromised through their immorality, through their drug use, that they're wanting to be with or their pedophilia, and make people realize that you don't have to be a sicko pervert to be in Congress, that you have righteous people that are doing the way and the work of God in that area, and do it with term restrictions. They can only be on there with term limits, 2 to 4 to 6 years maximum, and so they can never become indoctrinated into the system and brought by special interests. Nobody should have ever been in Congress for 20, 30, 40 years. This is complete nonsense, along with the Senate. Look at McCain. McCain is awful. He should have never even been in the Senate, much less been in there all of these decades. Dave, what do you think?
Oh, you're speaking to the choir. Remember, I owe John McCain my broadcasting career. Had it not been for him and his illicit group of international bankers through the Central American Free Trade Agreement trying to steal my land and that of my neighbors, I would have never got behind a microphone. And so you're preaching to the choir on McCain, but they all need to go. You know, let me tell you what I suggested on a podcast the other day. I said, if Trump really wants health care to pass, he has to embarrass Congress. He first says, I'm going to do it behind closed doors. And what I'd tell him if I were him, I'm going to put down what your health care benefits are and then put out there what you're forcing people to accept with Obamacare because you won't reform it. And then also what the average American pays through Cigna, Aetna's going to get you. I mean, whatever company you're talking about, United Screw Care, I mean, it's just, and I have them, believe me. Oh, God, they're a piece of work themselves. But, Ted, he could do this, and then he could go to Twitter and start saying, this is what you pay on average. This is what your congressman pays. Nothing. He could embarrass the living crap out of him, and he's not. And I want to know why.
Well, don't you remember, the Congress was exempted from Obamacare.
I know. They shouldn't
have
been.
They don't have to even be involved.
They should have to live by the same damn laws they make us live by.
No, they exempt themselves from everything they want to exempt. They give themselves raises whenever they want to raise. They exempt themselves from everything they don't want to be involved with. And they put all this crap on us because, remember, we're the cattle. We're the sheeple. We're out in the field just trying to, you know, wonder why we're getting sprayed with pesticides every day, with rat poison every day, with fluoride. And we wonder why they're trying to kill us. I mean, gosh, this is all part of the Jason Committee back in the 50s and the 40s when they decided they were going to do all these crazy things to reduce the population of the planet. And by golly, they're serious about it. They're doing everything they can, with one in two going to have autism by an MIT researcher by 2025. By 2035, all boys are supposed to have autism. By 2037, all girls are supposed to have autism. And nobody wants to take a look at the GMO foods. They don't want to look at the glyphosate, and they don't want to look at the doggone immunizations that are causing all of this stuff. Because why? Because they're not supposed to, because the lobbyists have told them, oh, there's nothing to see here. Move on. Let's do another Jedi mind trick. Move on here. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing going on here. Move on. And that's what they do to us all the time. It's all this sorcery and witchcraft. That's what these guys are. Remember, we have given the rights of our country to the government. The government's given it over to the military. The military has given it to the CIA, which is a satanic organization. They've turned around and given it to these 17 Kabbalists, who are Luciferians, who practice witchcraft like druidic worship in the sacrifice of human beings. And they're trying to tie us all into a doggone D-Wave computer, into an interdimensional interface with Lucifer himself. That's what these nutbags want to do. You say, well, that sounds crazy. Hey, it sounds crazy to me, too. I think these guys are all nuts. I mean, that's when you dig down deep enough, that's how far this rabbit hole goes.
Let's get one solution going right here. I want you to be able to do for the listening audience what you've done for me and what you've done for people like Doug Hagman and so many others. And we can have an FDA antidote here. It's called Health Masters. And, you know, Ted's been kind enough to come on, and I want to mention his company, but I'm telling you, I'm living proof that this man has helped me tremendously with many different issues, and there are so many people that would line up to testify on his behalf. Every health need you have has a natural solution, and that's why I encourage you to go to healthmasters.com. And for our listening audience, we're going to give you 5% off. That's 5% of every purchase. Use the coupon code DH5. And so whatever your condition is, go look it up on the website. There are people that will talk to you. Ted, you really do a great service. I appreciate you coming on, my friend. And on these volatile notes, we're going to have to say good night because we are out of time.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on. I got to have you back on my show again, too. God bless you. Love your audience. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thanks so much for continuing to help me share this message throughout the world, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Ted. We'll be back in hour number 3 with a very disturbing report out of Central California and our special guest, Paul Preston. Stay tuned.